Dr. Sharma here, recording for Takiya Hill, T-K-Y-A-H-I-L-L. Takiya Hill is a date of birth 6/20/97, date of accident 12/16/2021, and date of service is 9/8/2022. Takiya Hill is a victim of an automobile accident where she was hit on the driver's side front end as a front seat passenger. The impact resulted in a fracture of her right humerus, and she is having severe pain in the humerus around 8. It was a fracture of the comminuted spiral fracture of the bottom of the humerus on the right side. She also has a pain in the right shoulder, which is stiff. However, she is able to move her shoulder up to 180 degrees without any issues. No rotator cuff injury. She used to have pain in the right knee also, but however, the pain is now completely gone, and her shoulder pain is also completely gone. It's just a little bit stiff. She is being seen at Sinai Grace Hospital by the orthopedic people who have continued without surgery and without any splint or any other issue, and we are asking her to continue seeing them so that the fracture of the humerus is dealt by the orthopedic surgeon directly. Currently, she reports that her arm is now swelling on the right side, and it hurts too bad, and slightest touch bothers her a lot. She is unable to carry out her duties at home, drive, or even work. She has no recent fall or any other auto accident, and pain level varies from 4 to 9. She sleeps on her left side, and she's getting through. She does report 20% improvement overall. And the ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports that work is affected 8, while general activity, mood, and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that she's suffering from severe headaches, which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are often once or twice in a day, associated with severe dizziness, vertigo, and confusion, and disorientation, and loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic, as well as difficulty sleeping. She is able to sleep 2 to 3 hours. Regarding pain and numbness, patient has a fracture of the right humerus bone at the distal part, and she is suffering from severe pain in that area. She is being followed up by the orthopedic surgeon, and she also has additional stiffness of the right shoulder and pain in the right shoulder and elbow with decreased range of motions. And knee pain is completely better. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there's no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma. There is asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, but no coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there is no changes in the pain level. And there is no changes in the any medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Patient reports that she has panic attacks while in the car and PTSD. And the current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Narcos that help her substantially. Substance abuse is none. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical exam is as follows. The blood pressure is reported to be 191/89, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 8/8/2022. Dictation number 0809-016. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is as follows. The patient has a continuing PTSD, bipolar issues, anxiety, depression, as diagnosed by the psychologist from Tritone Behavioral. I have requested her to continue follow-up with the psychiatrist for further psychotherapy. In addition, patient is referred to Dr. Parks for psychiatrist care for depression, anxiety, PTSD, and bipolar issues. She also will continue her physical therapy at 2 times per week, focusing on the right arm. And she remains disabled for work and housework and transportation. and she's requested to continue using lidocaine ointment, which is prescribed to her locally on the chest, so that it can be helpful. Water and gel. In addition, she is supposed to take Mobic 7.5 milligrams twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Acifax 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection. Ultran 100 milligrams twice a day for pain relief. Wellbutrin is being provided for depression and anxiety control. And Xanax is being given for sleep and anxiety control. Lyrica is given for headaches and TBI issues and radiculopathy. Furosets are for headaches, dendrifen lotion for topical pain relief. In addition, patient is also ordered a brain MRI with a NeuroQuant study and SWI at M1 Imaging. And her meds were reviewed, labs have been ordered, and she remains recovering at this time, and she is requested to follow up with her orthopedic surgeon. And that will be the end of the discussion. Thank you. We'll see her in a month's time.